Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a swiss for Dvorah Rachel Bas Miriam Chana of Chava, and for Rav Moshe Tzvi Ben Frida Simcha, and for Tzvi Moshe Ben Eitan Avraham Levi, that Hashem ever refuah shleima b'toch sha'ar cholei Yisrael. We're going to learn the Pachat Yitzchak from Rosh Hashanah Maimer Vav. It's a davar pashut, says the Rav, that when you do tshuva, you do charata on the past, Kabbalah, lahaba, regret, accepting behind yourself not to sin, you're only obligated, according to the strict letter of the law, to do that harata and kabbalah for the sin itself. It's also pashut that it's more praiseworthy for a baal tshuva to plow with his tshuva to the depth of his soul and uproot the source of the sin as well. On a simple meaning, this is like Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Shaarei Tshuva, the ninth Iker, he writes that one has to break one's Gashmi's Dikataiva because that's the source of his sin. So you see, you have to get to the root of the sin and uproot it. That is on a simple level, however, there is a lot more depth. Rabbeinu Yonah in his Psicha Shaarei Tshuva says that God is going to help people do tshuva if they are not able to do it on their own. Now we have to understand what special help there is here, because we know this general klal, Shabbos Kuf Dalet, that if one comes to be pure, God will help him. So how is this different than about tshuva being helped by God? The answer is, there are two different dinim, as we explain in every Parad Yitzchak Shir almost. Rav Futner always uses this Talmudic approach to learning, the brisker approach of two dinim, and below yodin, if a person is not noticing, he uses it in every maimer machshava kemat in the Pachad Yitzchak. So here you have really two dinim in Hashem helping. There's the Hashem helping in a person who stams balatayr, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, the makor of that is ula anovim, to the humble ones yitain chen, he will give charm. God will help those who come to be tatar, and that's in the realm of a regular person. And about tshuva, God helps him from the pasuk of Rabbeinu Yonah brings, umol Hashem elokecha es levavcha, God will circumcise his heart. And from there we learn that God will help the baal tshuva. So we have two sources, God helping a baal tshuva and God helping a regular person. Now, we are taught that the tzivui in the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is different than the tzivui of other Karbanos Musaf. That by Rosh Hashanah it says the Lashon Vasisem, and normally it says the Lashon of Vihikravtem, and on that comes the Heilige Yalkut in Parashas Pinchas, and says, you know why it says Barosh Hashanah V'asisem? Because when you stood before me b'din, I made it as if, I consider you as if you are a birya chadasha, you are a new creation. So that's the asisem. You made yourself into a new creation. So it's very interesting that on Rosh Hashanah B'daika you become a new creation. So on a simple, because you stood before Hashem B'din, you become a Birya Chadasha V'asisem, not V'kraftem. So, had we not known otherwise, we would have said, this is Pasha like the Rambam says, that a person who sins, when he does tshuva, he was, before he does tshuva, he was Matua of Sanayim Meshukats, he was abominable, hated, and rejected, and today he's beloved, and he's pleasant, and he's a friend, everything's Geshmak. So that's a Birya Chadasha. But we only say this Lashon of Asisim by Rosh Hashanah, not by Yom Kippur. So you see that it's not Mitztarif to Yom Kippur, only to Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's not about Tshuva. If we were about Tshuva, then we would say Asisim on Yom Kippur as well. From the fact that we only say Asisim on Rosh Hashanah, must be a special din in Rosh Hashanah that we become a Birya Chadasha. Umikevan Shekain, says the Rav Zatzal, Hatmiha Melapef Melafefet Otanu. We are surrounded by this wonder. Dim Be'emet Malat Bir Yachadasha, Ein La Shum Yachas, Lenyana Tshuva, Mai Mefo Sharashah Shel Malazo. If this Maila of Bir Yachadasha doesn't have any relationship to Tshuva, so what are the roots of this Maila? Im Einan Mizdakakim Lenyana Tshuva, if we're not in the world of tshuva, what do we care about being a birya chadasha for? If it's related to tshuva, it would be related to Yom Kippur, but it's not. So, why are we interested then in being a birya chadasha? And what's the shorish of this maila? What's it all about? אלא שמאמר הזה דמעלה עליו אני, דמעלה אני עליכם כאילו נעשית בריאה חדשה מכוון הוא להשינוי הפנימי בתוכן מידת חסדו של מקום שחל עם חידושה של הבריאה. This mimer of מעלה אני עליכם as if you became a new בריאה is focused, is connected to the internal change in the content of the מידה of חסד of Hashem that is applied when the person becomes a Birya Chadasha. Because we find the Midah of Chesed has a special Geder that we don't find in other Midos. We say, Zechor Rechamecha V'chasodecha Ki Me'olam Hema. That in the Midah of Chesed, we have this concept of O Me'olam, that it's forever. What is this idea of chesed being le'olam? Because Hashem has two types of chesedim. He has chesed hisavus for chesed hanhaga. Chesed hanhaga means that there is a world that needs hanhaga of chesed. And this hanhaga is al pimidos of Yisbarach. That's one of the midos with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules and runs the world. The chesed of hisavus is that chesed with which the world was created. This world that requires this hanhaga of chesed. After the Gilui Pulaso of Chesed Hishavus, then the Chesed Anhaga can be Chal. First there's Chesed Hishavus, the Chesed of the world coming into being, and then there's Chesed of Hanhaga, God then ruling the world with Chesed. And that's what it means, Ki Me Olam Hema. Why Ki Me Olam Hema? Because the other Midos are only Midos of Anhaga, that are only Midos of Anhaga, are Shaykh with the world. Mashenkin, the Midah of Chesed is Shaykh also to the Etzem creation of the world. It's Me'olam. It's forever, even in the time of the creation of the world. God created the world, Olam Chesed Yibana. The very world was created with Chesed. And that's why Chazal tell us that the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Mechayev a revelation of the Pu'ula of Chesed Hithavut. Because this Maila Ani Aleichem Ki'ilu Na'aseisem Birya Chadasha means that the Koach of the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah turns the Havaya into his Havos, and through that it is Mashre upon us the light of the Midah of Chesed HaHisavos. The kocha shel kedushat hayom shel Rosh Hashanah me'apechet et ha'avaya lehitavut ve'al yedei ze hu mashre aleinu et ora shel midat ha'hitavut. So what this Kedushas Hayom Rosh Hashanah does, it takes the havaya, it takes the already existing creation, and it turns it into hitavut, and then we go back, we hark back to the very creation, to that chesed that's me'olam, the chesed with which the world was created. So we then have on Rosh Hashanah the light of chesed his havos. And this inyan is meyuchad to Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because zehayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. Obviously Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the Hithavut of the world. So therefore we go back to the original chesed of Olam Chesed Yibane. The Alkein Shalten Bigdushasa Kocho Shel Hisavus B'makom Kocho Shel Hanhaga. So therefore we have the Kochos of the coming into being in place of the Kochos of the actual being of Hanhaga. Because there's Hishavus here. This is the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah of the world coming into being. וכשם שמצינו בסדר זמנים, דישנו זמן אשר סגולתו הוא להזרים לתוך ההנהגה אורות של חסד התאבות, כמו כן נמצאו עניין אחד בתוך ההנהגה גופה שכל עצמו אינו ניזון אלא מכוחה של מידת חסד ההתאבות. עניין זה תשובה שמה. Just like we find in the Seder Zmanim, that there's a time whose skula is to make flow into the Anhaga, the light of Chesed Hishavos. So too, there is an inyan within this Anhaga within the hanhaga of the world, within the ruling of the world, that is also nourished from the power of the chesed ha'yisavus. And this inyan is tshuva. Ki ach v'rak mipnei sheyesh ba b'midat ha'chesed b'chinat siba lehetavut ha'olamot, efshar la l'tshuva shetimatse. Only because the midah of chesed was the cause of creation of the world and not only a way of hanhagas ha'olamos, only because of that, tshuva can be found in the world. Why? Ki chocha shel midat chesed hanaga tamu v'gomer b'shat ha'chet. Because this chesed hanhaga, the chesed with which God conducts the world, is finished when one sins. Hashem, 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 kodem sheyechta, Hashem l'acher sheyechta. What does that mean? What that means is that there's a havaya shniya. That's the koach of tshuva. Tshuva is not in the world of translation. There's nothing that has a targum, nothing that can be explained, that's rational, that brings tshuva to the world. There's notzer chesed, there's erech apayim. Tshuva is a different world. What's the tshuva? Where does tshuva fit in? It has a shame. Shame havaya that can't be translated. And it's not mishutaf, it's not common with any other matter in the world. It's built ila Hashem levado. We see from here that the koach of tshuva is not a koach of other kochos with which the world is conducted. Rather, tshuva is a havaya chadosha. Tshuva is a new world. So that's the simple meaning of havaya. Havaya, he's mehave li olamos. He's creating the worlds from nothing to something. Mi ayin li yesh. And since there is no expression of the makor of midah of tshuva besides the shem havoya, so we see then that tshuva is the bria of yesh me'ayin b'madura tinyan. It's the new version of creation, and this is the mahalach. The madura kam of creation, the first version is until one sins, and then we're finished. And then we have the second shem. And what does the second shem do for us? What the second shame does for us is it allows for a new world. Havaya Hashniya. How gevaldik is that? There's the first shame Havaya, that's the creation, that Hashem is Mahav of the world, then there's sin, and then Hashem Hashem, the second name, is for after one sins, that the world should continue. And we learn from this that the chesed of forgiving sins through tshuva is because of the koach of midah of chesed to create worlds, tshuva kadma la'olam. And this koach of chesed to be a creator and not just a leader, a manhig, a ruler, that's the bechina of chesed hishavus. So we have this notion of tshuva. Tshuva is in the world of creation. Tshuva preceded the world. Tshuva allows the world to come into existence, which means there was the chesed of hishavus of the world being created in the first place. And then there is also the chesed of once the world is already here, when one sins, there is the notion of tshuva. And tshuva allows for this recreation of the world. It's not just a hanhaga of an already existing world, but that world is over. The world lost its chuskiyum after this sin. And memeila tshuva is bechinas chesed hishavus. It's this creation of a new, beautiful world. V'kan higanu lehavdalat hagdarim shel hasiyata dishmaya לכל הבא לטהר ועזר השם לשווים כאשר אין יד טבעה ממסגת. And now we understand the different gedarim in the siyata deshmaya of anybody who comes to become in tahar, and the Hashem siyata deshmaya for those who do tshuva. Remember, we said before there are two categories. There's the category of those who do tshuva, Hashem helps them, and then stam, a person coming to become tahar. Stem, if a person becomes tar, wants to become more tar, he's not in the world of tshuva. And the mid of chesed is the chesed of hanhaga, of God just conducting an already existing world. God will help him get new kochos of tara. Givaldik, yishlach ezra mikodesh. But the ezer Hashem of shavim, when they're not able to help themselves and they want to do tshuva, that means that God's going to give them new kochos of kedusha, chesed of his havos. And through them, a person is able to do tshuva through these new kochos. So the Baalei Tshuva can hope to expect a nes of shinui teva if they're not able on their own, because they left the darkei hanhaga and they're into the darkei hashavos. How beautiful is that? A person wants to leave his world of nature. Almost everybody is living by their nature. We follow, we don't even realize it most of the time. We're just doing what comes naturally. That's why, for example, when a girl gets up in the morning, she brushes her hair. Do you know when the last time I brushed my hair was? I don't remember, but I can imagine it was about 30 years ago. Why is that? Because it's not my nature. Whatever direction my hair is going, and it's going, and I don't have very much of it, I try to cut it short. So the nature of the guy is to be less concerned with his hair, and the nature of the girl is to be more concerned with her hair. So we are in the world of nature, and we just follow it. If a person wants to do tshuva, not that a person should do tshuva for brushing his or her hair, but if a person wants to do tshuva for sins, and they're not able, they realize this is their nature, and they're not by nature able to overcome it, so then they can expect special help from Shemayim. They can go into this new world of his havos, of creation, and get new kochos kedusha to recreate themselves, ve'asisem, like it says by Rosh Hashanah, the kedusha of yetzira, of creation. So the asiyuah of a bala tire is begetter nesinas chen, like the pasuk says, lanovim yitein chen. Like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a mesiaches to people of a face of chen, of charm. We're going to be nicer to them than people without the charm. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give charm to those people and help them along. But Baal Tshuva is umol Hashem es levov es orlas umol Hashem es levovcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be moldy orlas halev. That's mamash a shinui mahuti begufo shel davar. So, if you're ma'amik, if you want to go deep, you'll understand that the chiluk between a nesin aschein and chidush haklayos is mamash the difference between chesed anhaga and chesed esavos. The union of chein, that's within the anhaga of the world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them chen. It's not a shinui b'mahut. And the molas or las levavchem is a completely different chefza. Person's a nimol. The nafkamin is la halacha. A person has a chavos nimol. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be molas or las levavo. והנה לכל הבחינות והדרגות הכלולות בחסדי השם יש דרך לזכות בכוחה של הנהגה ומידה כנגד מידה. To all the בחינות and the דרגות that are included in חסדי השם, there is a דרך to be זוכה with the כוח of ההנהגה of מידה כנגד מידה. You can always go to the world of מידה כנגד מידה. Now, if we want to investigate what's the מידה that the Mida Keneged Mida will be, being Zoche B'Dargas HaChesed Shel Chesed HaSavos, the answer will be that that's the Mida that Chachamim call Hayom. Because there's a Mida B'Nefesh HaAdam, that Chachamim call Hayom. V'Hayu HaDvarim HaEila Asher Anuchi Mitzavcha Hayom Al Levavecha. And Chachamim explained that this Hayom means that every day Torah should be new in your eyes. And a person for whom this Midah of Hayom is Sholeit in his Avodas Hashem, So the chok of mida keneged mida requires that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with him in the world of Hayom, and he becomes a Birya Chadasha. So if a person takes upon himself, V'hayu advarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha b'chol yom yu b'necha kechadoshim, God is going to relate to you on a hayom level as well. If you relate to God on a hayom level, every day being new, Torah you learn, you never learned it before, it's so gishmak, so gevaldik. So in the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make you into the Birya Chadasha. He's going to give you, put you in the world of his of hithavut, of being a new creation. And let's kick a rein in Loshon HaRambam. Midarkei HaTshuva, Sheyehei Baal HaTshuva Mishaneh Et Shmo, Shim Hayu Korim Oto Reuven, Korim Oto Shimon. Klomar, Ani Adam Acher, Ve'ini Oto Adam She'asa HaMa'asim HaHem. So, a person used to be called Reuven, and now he's called Shimon. V'smaitis, I'm a different person. I'm not the same person who did those deeds. So every shinui in one's essence has two sides, that the essence of the past is no longer, and the metzias of the present never was. The past is no longer, and the present never was. The first perspective of the emphasis on the changing of the essence of the Baal Tshuva is the first tzad, that the essence of the past is no longer. That's what a Baal Tshuva is doing. The past is gone. But the other side of the Baal Tshuva, that the present wasn't in the past, seems to be only ancillary, only secondary. But according to the Mahalach that we explained here, one's understanding can go very, very deep and can perceive that the Tzad Hasheni is the Iker. Because the Chiddush of the Nefesh of the Baal Tshuva is in the fact that now he was who he was never before. It's not only pshat, that's secondary, that the past is no longer. No, in the present, he is not what he used to be in the past. Gufutner says elsewhere, doing tshuva is not that you're becoming better. Tshuva is that you're different. Meaning that who I am now, I wasn't in the past. Ve'asisen, I'm making myself anew. ולפי הדברים שנקלטו מתוך המאמר הזה, הרי נמצא כי כל העבודה של חידוש הנפש, אפילו בצדיקים מעיקרה, מעמידה היא את האדם במזל המידה שחכמים קוראים לה היום. All this avod of chidush בנפש, even in tzadikim, born tzadikim, geboren tzadikim, people who are born tzadikim, puts a person in the mazel of the midah that Chachamim call Hayom. And through the shilton of this midah, a person goes out of the darga ha-chesed of Hanago and goes into the darga of chesed of his havus. And this inyan of slicha that the Baal Tshuva needs only receives its sustenance from this madriga of chesed his havus, the mail that emerges. That this midah of Hayom, when it combines with the avodas ha-tshuva, it becomes a fundamental cause in preparing the soul for slicha, mechila, and kapara. And now, how the words of Chachamim shine on the pasuk: Ve'ata Hashem, ve'ata ma Hashem shoel meimach, and ein ve'ata ela tshuva. And now, what does God ask of you? What does God ask of you? Ma Hashem shoel meimach. Ata lashon tshuva, because this inyan of ata, of now is another way of saying hayom. You know why now is lashon tshuva? Because we're saying, some say that you have to do tshuva now, don't wait till tomorrow. But now means yesterday wasn't. I'm a new person. Ein ata lashon tshuva. Now is tshuva. Tshuva is a complete renewal of my essence. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem kodem achet, Hashem la'achar achet, the madura tinyan of the Bria. So now, as Futner's wont to do, he goes back to the beginning of the Maimer, that even though Shuva Sadin is Meikar Hadin, Shuva is only Mechayev Charat El Shavar Kabbalah Haber Benogel Legufa Chayt, nevertheless, it is definitely praiseworthy for Baal Tshuva if he plows deeper into his soul and uproots the Kochos HaPnimim that sprouted the sin in the first place. Because yes, it's true that the sin is uprooted through Charat and Kabbalah only Benogea to the Guf Maisa Chayt. Nevertheless, the more the person changes his essence, the more he's mishtayich to the midah of Hayom. This midah of Hayom brings to Umal Hashem Esor Las Levovcho and to Chidush Kloyos, and he becomes an Ayah Mensch, a new person. Hakriya Yechida El Hashem Yitbarach אשר נאמר עליה מפורש כי בה היא ממעמקים, היא הקריאה פותחת את תפילתו של הבעל תשובה. The only calling out about which it says explicitly that it's coming ממעמקים, from the depths, that is the kriya of the בעל תשובה. That's the perek that's talking about the tefillah of the בעל תשובה. Shira Malos mi mamo kim krasicho Hashem. Hashem shema b'kolit yenez lecha kashavos lo tachon yenez lecha kashavos lo tol kol tachon rei. Im avonos tishmur ka. Hashem mi yamod kim cho aslicho leman tivare. So this is the perek of tshuva, and tshuva has to come mi mamo kim. Why does tshuva have to come mi mamo kim? Because if you want to be mechadish something, you have to go, you have to plumb the depths, you have to penetrate to the root, to the core. Just like when you want to be mechadish and learning, and Gemara and Chumash, you want to be mechadish, so you have to get to the root of what's at the basis, what's underlying the words of Rashi. So too, when a person wants to change himself, he wants to be mechadish himself, he has to go to the depths. וכמו כן כוחות החידוש והיצירה אשר באדם דווקא במעמקי הנפש הם שרויים, ועל כן עבודת התשובה מתפרנסת אך ורק מכוחות היצירה ותוות ולא מכוחות ההוויה וההנהגה, תובעת לעצמה את המעמקים דווקא. And so too the kochos of chidush and yitzira, of creation, of renewal that are in a person, are in the depths of his soul. The deeper you go, the more you're going to find kochos of chiddush. And therefore, avodas tshuva, which receives its sustenance from this world of chiddush, tshuva kadma le'olam, Hashem Hashem, the new world is created by tshuva. Tshuva is the chesed of his havus, and not just of hanhoga. So that requires a person, mamish, to go to the depths. The depths is where he's going to get the chiddush from. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, "Mima'amokim, kiroasicha Hashem." From the depths, from there, I'm going to find the chiddush. So we should all be zochem yitz Hashem. Vilmodu lelamid lishmar v'lasus. So gishmak. As kol divrei tzalmud tarasu b'ahava, we should find renewal within our souls, and the simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol. Amen. Amen. Shalom. Shalom. Sweetest friend.